UK Gambling Commission plans stronger action against illegal lotteries. The UK Gambling Commission is preparing to increase action against illegal lotteries after society lottery revenue reached a new record. Ian Angus, the regulator's director of policy, said society lotteries in Great Britain generated more than £1 billion in gross gambling yield for the second year in a row. The continued growth has strengthened the sector's role in British gambling, but the UKGC warned that illegal lottery operators are growing alongside legitimate products. According to the UKGC's gambling survey for Great Britain, society lotteries are now the country's second most popular gambling product. Between July and October last year, around 17% of adults, equal to about 9 million people, took part in a society lottery. That placed society lotteries ahead of general betting, which reached 10% of adults, and behind only the national lottery, which reached 32%. Illegal lottery operators face closer scrutiny. Angus said illegal lotteries create risks for consumers and could damage public trust in legitimate charitable organizations if left unchecked. The UKGC plans to use £26 million in Treasury funding over 3 years to improve its enforcement work against illegal gambling. The regulator said the funding will support automation, better analysis of black market activity, and the development of Great Britain's first national risk assessment of illegal gambling. The additional funding comes after a period of costly regulatory reform for the UKGC. The regulator has been implementing wider changes linked to the Gambling Act review, while also increasing focus on illegal online and land-based gambling. Consumer protection remains central. Angus also warned society lottery operators not to become complacent despite the sector's lower risk profile. The latest gambling survey for Great Britain found that 2.7% of adults scored 8 or higher on the Problem Gambling Severity Index. Angus said people most vulnerable to gambling-related harm often participate across multiple gambling products, meaning even lower-risk sectors must maintain strong consumer protection standards. The UKGC has also launched its license support service following a pilot in 2024. The service gives operators a dedicated contact point for technical support, regulatory guidance, and quicker responses to licensing questions. The regulator's warning comes as society lotteries continue to grow in popularity and revenue. The challenge for the UKGC will be protecting legitimate charity-linked lottery activity while preventing illegal operators from using lottery-style products to reach consumers outside the regulated market.